Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Geez, Steve Smith loves Bryce Young. You thought I love Bryce Young?
He loves him some Bryce Young.
How about
Young?
A Carolina Panthers legend? Goodness gracious, Steve Smith.
You said he was salivating.
He was salivating. You could see it if you're watching NFL Network. If the Carolina Panthers ask one of their most legendary players his opinion on who they should take at quarterback, Bryce Young will be the answer. Here was Steve Smith yesterday on NFL Network.
There's two things I know very well, orange juice and quarterbacks. And I stand by that. You threw the corner route. And the way you threw the corner route is it was about a step and a half before the receiver gave the indicator step. And you threw the corner route. Now wide receivers are able to catch it. So that's a plus. Also, too, there were some other routes going across the middle. Your height is, you know, some of the measurables. But yet, when you look at the stats, you were the most accurate and highest completion rate over the middle. So you understand the throwing lane.
What's
and
the
then that was just why you were throwing it. But then more than anything, just your quiet feet, quick feet, the way you hold the ball, your quick release. For me, I've seen bigger, more athletic quarterbacks not be able to anticipate the throw. That's not a knock on anybody. So before people start tweeting, you know who I'm talking about. Man, I just sat there and watched you. And as a 44, I'll be 44 years old, I could have got out there and ran those routes. Just the way you were guiding the ball, it was remarkable. I mean, I'm just like, I can lace them up. I can't do nothing, but it just sure looked good watching it, man. What a wonderful, wonderful display of why you deserve to be the first overall quarterback to be picked in this year's draft.
I really appreciate it. That means the world, especially coming from you.
Yeah. Oh, so the question is, how do you think you did?
There it is.
Hey, man, they got in my ear. I was salivating over here. It was. I'm telling you, dog.
There you go. Steve Smith. He's on board, baby.
Somebody get that man, I don't know, a cold drink.
He's on board, baby.
He might need a cold shower.
He might need a cold shower.
He's a tough crowd, too. The other thing is, like, some of these guys, like, if some of the media types, I won't name names. I don't really know they have any. If they were around anyone, like, he could have been around Brock Osweiler.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, not Steve, but some media type. He would have been saying the same stuff. He ain't going to do that.
Oh, heck no.
If he thinks you suck, he's going to tell you he thinks you suck.
Yeah.
He's in love with Bryce.
What's with the orange juice?
How much is there to really know about orange juice?
That's my second question.
Yeah, like how?
Like, it's orange juice. It's either pulp or no pulp.
How much of a gap is there in orange juices?
It's orange juice.
Like, there's gaps in beer. There's gaps in iced tea.
It's orange juice. It's either pulp or no pulp.
Coffee.
Like, you can have good coffees, bad coffees. I mean, orange juice is kind of hard to ruin.
I can't drink orange juice.
Really?
It's the one thing I can't
drink.
Too
sweet? How much sugar, I mean?
I got really sick at church drinking a lot of orange juice.
Some people do.
Worst I ever threw up, and
yeah,
I
orange
cannot
juice can do
drink
that.
So you scar from it.
Yeah, I can't drink
But it also
juice.
Might have an effect on it.
No, it F's up my stomach, but the way that I got sick on that orange juice, I will never be able to recover from.
Yeah, some people that can't handle it. I don't drink a lot, but I mean, it doesn't bother me. But I'm like, what is the most bizarre? What do you say, like orange juice and corner routes?
Quarterbacks.
Like, what would be the most bizarre thing you would say if like, you know, if there's one thing I know, it's this and quarterbacks. Like, that would be the equivalent of him saying orange juice. That's bizarre.
Like a food thing?
Just anything. Like, if it's one thing I know, it's this and quarterbacks.
Phalandry would be sports and reality shows.
Yeah, but a lot of people know sports.
Yeah, sports. Yeah.
But
shows.
That's your go-to.
Yeah, sports reality shows. Reality TV.
Maybe Love After Lockup.
Man, what a good show.
Yeah.
You guys are missing out. You can make
I've
fun of me.
I've seen a couple. It's
you
not
guys
bad.
Can make fun of me all you want about a lot of reality shows. Shout out to Pump Rules. God, that reunion's going to be fire. But if you watch Love After Lockup, you can't with a straight face say that you don't like that show. I question you if you don't like Love After Lockup. No, seriously. Look, I deserve...
That wasn't bad. I might dig
I in deserve more. All the smoke in the world for watching Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives. I know. Mm-hmm. I just like the shows.
Yeah.
I don't like your action, your X-Men, all that crap. Y'all can go watch that and line up in your costumes and stuff and go watch X-Men and stay around an extra 30 minutes to watch the trailer for 30 seconds of whatever. You nerds can go watch that. That's fine. I deserve to get criticized, but Love After Lockup is epic.
Yeah.
Epic. Figgy in his damn Wolverine costume.
That's your answer. If there's X-Men one thing Landry knows.
See, how you feel about that show? I feel like you would like the Avengers Endgame.
No, hell no. Mm-hmm.
No, you got to watch that. That was kind of emotional a little bit. Nah. It did not end like a superhero movie, man.
Nah.
That
one
theater,
thing Landry knows.
Stop watching
nuts.
X-Men in fifth grade.
It's Love After Lockup. And quarterbacks. If there's one thing Figgy knows, it's women's tennis and quarterbacks. If there's one thing I know, it's reality shows from Alaska and quarterbacks. Life Below Zero's back. It's pretty dang good. Port Protection Alaska? Heck yeah.
Avengers Endgame. Figgy, quit trying
you
to push that
you
on
you got to watch it, man. You trying to push 90... You trying to push Love and Lockup to us.
Watch X-Men.
And that's not X-Men.
Someone bring it up, 90 Day Fiancé. Awesome. 1,000-Pound Sisters. Awesome. Love After Lockup. Great. 832 says, that's a stupid-ass show. You're that's a stupid-ass text by you, 832. Love you, though. On the text line, the 832, you can't call them nerds while you're watching The Bachelor, Landry. You do more of a nerd than them for sure. That's fair. That's very fair. Yeah, I mean, I'm not proud that I watched Bachelor in Paradise. It's fine. Put your costume on. Go watch Wolverine die 1,600 times. Oh, is he dead? Nah, he's alive. He's fine.
Somebody said there are levels.
A staged reality show is much better than that.
It is.
Man.
It's not completely staged. Yeah. Some parts. There's some parts.
You fooling yourself, man.
There's some parts. That.
Yeah, and the Avengers is not staged either.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Professor X. Is he going to live?
Man, watch Endgame, man. It was emotional at the end.
I think you liked it.
Emotional. Mm-hmm. You cried?
People in the movie theater was crying.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Like, that's the first time I walked out of a movie theater where people was, like, so confused and worried.
713, if there's one thing I know, you got to say two, sir, ma'am. It's pork. Rind nachos and quarterbacks. Pork rind nachos.
I like pork rinds. I don't know about nachos.
Ugh.
Yeah. If there's two things I know.
How are you going to eat pork rind nachos?
Not nachos, but I do like the hot pork rinds.
I like the cracklings.
Yeah, the hot, that's what he's talking about. Or she's talking about.
The hard cracklings.
Yeah. The hot ones are good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man. You're picking that at the gas station or are you getting it at the grocery
store?
I
eat it on the boat all the time. It's really a good snack on the boat.
Disgusting, man.
Yeah. The hot pork rinds.
Disgusting. Yeah. I've gotten to where my dog can be my breath check now. Because it wears its emotions on its sleeve.
Like, what the heck is
that? I can hold up the dog, and if, like, the breath is fresh or if there's, like, I ate something good, then I can blow in the dog's nose, and it'll, like, be intrigued or unfazed. But yesterday I ate a bunch of onions, and I blew in the dog's face, and the dog just, like, looks away.
What the hell are you doing?
Dogs become my... breath checker.
Yeah.
Here was Nick Saban. Nick Saban, you know what he's going to say. You know this is going to be a glowing endorsement of Bryce Young. Here's what Nick Saban had to say about his quarterback following his pro day yesterday.
I don't have any issues with his measurables.
Yeah, me neither.
And, you know, some people think it's a durability issue, which he's never been hurt here other than when he hurt himself, basically falling down and put his arm out. His 5'10 frame has never really had an impact on his productivity. In a league where most of the players you're playing against are the same guys you're going to be playing against at the next level. Mm. So it's not like he's playing against lesser talented players. There's going to be so many players in the SEC that get drafted. So I don't have an issue with it. There's never been a more instinctive guy. He plays the quarterback position like a point guard. You know, great instincts, great feel, can change arm angles, very accurate with the ball, really quick processor and decision maker, which I think are those two things, accuracy, quick decision maker, and processor are probably the most important qualities in playing quarterback.
Always has that little recruiting twist to it, too.
Always.
Always has a little underlying, and this is why you should play at Alabama. I mean, you know, it's like, always.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
There we go. If there are two things that Clint Sterner knows, it's Texas country music and quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks and crawfish.
Texas and crawfish.
Country. Crawfish.
If there's two things Sean Pendergast knows, it's wrestling, vague wrestling references,
very,
and quarterbacks.
Did you hear Seth's history lesson today?
What would happen? What was it about? He had a history lesson on wrestling?
You were right here. That tells me all I need to know about how entertaining this one was.
Well, maybe I did. Maybe I'm not remembering. What was it? Was it during crosstalk?
Yes. Well, did you just zone it out?
Then I'm not thinking about it.
Did you just zone it out?
I probably not remember.
Be honest.
Give it to me.
Be honest. Did you zone it out?
I never zone them out. They're fun.
You never zone Seth out?
Well, sometimes. But no, I'm sure I heard it. I'm just not remembering it. What was his history lesson?
I kind of zoned it out for a sec.
If there are two things Seth knows, it's vague analogies or complex analogies and quarterbacks.
Are they really that complex?
Bizarre, complex, something somewhere in there.
Keep in mind, my mom was a history teacher, so yeah. I'm a disgrace.
Did your mom go to the wedding?
Nobody went, man. I told my mom after I got married. She didn't know.
You're lying.
Swear to God. Okay. Here you go.
You told her after the wedding.
Here you go, right here. I'll show you the text message. This is to my dad, too. Hold up.
Well, then you're a bigger slime ball than I thought.
Let me see.
Yeah. Boy, you got this slime ball of the week locked up.
Got married today, stress-free. Just chilling now. There you go. Told my dad. They knew we were getting married. I didn't want them to try to force a plan, dude.
Yeah.
We were doing
it
smooth.
So it was just you and her?
Yeah. That was it. She told her family after. We got the job done. Stress-free, baby. That's how it goes. So don't feel too offended.
No, that makes you a bigger slime
ball. Actually, my mom found out after you.
That's a bigger slime ball.
No, that's smooth.
Dude, you didn't tell your mom?
Smooth. She knew. She knows the baby's coming. She knows she's going to be a grandma.
Yeah. So what was the Seth thing that I forgot?
It was a history lesson. You really don't remember.
I don't. I'm sure I'll remember when I hear it, but what was it?
What'd you do? You just were like,
I was in here, man. I was cross-talking my ass off.
How do you cross-talk your ass off?
I listen every day.
I just want to know, like, how many people were driving around being like, oh, okay, I get that. Okay.
I still can't remember what you're talking about.
All right.
That reference?
Yeah.
That analogy or whatever it was? I'm just completely
Sean and Seth about. Will throw some analogies out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Sean will be like, yeah, it's like in that episode of I Love Lucy when it's like,
yeah,
okay, who's getting this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Here was the history lesson that went over Lopez's head, apparently.
Bryce Young, I don't need you to be Winston Churchill, man.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I don't need you to be Joe Montana keeping it loose by asking if that's John Candy in the crowd right before your game-winning drive at
John
the Super
Candy.
Bowl. I need somewhere in between, you know?
Yep.
I feel like if I look at these pictures, Bryce Young could be like Winston Churchill telling everybody to fight until the end in World War II versus CJ Stroud is like the guy trying to book it across the English Channel.
Yes.
Probably to book it over to Ireland.
To be fair.
Get the hell out of town as fast as he can.
I mean, Winston Churchill is not a vague reference. Everybody knows Winston Churchill.
You sure?
You're
sure?
Yes.
So
World War II, Landry. I know you don't like World War II.
So you honestly think, and this might say more about you and Seth, you honestly think that the majority of the audience, when you say World War II and Winston Churchill, most people say, okay, I could see Bryce Young as that. I get
no,
that.
No. I'm not talking about that. Like the reference is not like completely strange.
And then John Candy in the stands?
Well, people know John Candy. People know John Candy.
I'm not.
Home Alone?
Yeah.
Not Home Alone. Was it Home Alone?
No, he was in Home Alone. Yeah. Yeah, he was in the, he rode back with the mom.
That's right.
You think a lot of people are saying, okay, John Candy in the stands.
I'm just saying the references are not obscure. I mean, Winston Churchill is in every history book.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that it was a great analogy. I'm saying it wasn't too vague. It wasn't too unfamiliar.
So Winston Churchill going through the river or whatever that was.
No, that was someone else going through the river. Or whatever the hell that was.
Figgy?
I was about to say, do not go to me, man. I'm the one that ain't graduated high school. Clearly, I wasn't paying attention to history.
Buffalo Soldier?
Yeah. Because DeAndre Hopkins calls himself a Buffalo Soldier.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Winston Churchill? Do you think, honestly, and this is a serious question.
Okay.
Seth is smart, probably the smartest guy, like book smart.
Yeah.
Book smart.
And still is.
Yes, of all
of
us.
I mean, still.
It's not close.
You know, voracious reader.
But do you think when it comes to appealing to the oldest crowd, Seth is number one in the station, at the station?
I would be a candidate, but I try not. No, I'm saying because of my age.
No, we give you a hard time, but no, you would not.
Yeah,
I don't do it a lot.
No,
you do not. But as far as like appealing to like the older,
like what you hear on the air,
the older, like the jokes and stuff like that. Seth is probably Seth. Yes.
Yeah, I would say Seth one, Lopez two.
Nah, Sean just does a lot too. But it's me and Sean.
No, John got a lot of OG wisdom
now,
that
I have
he can
some
relate.
Old stuff too.
Like older people can relate.
Hell,
to.
I'm talking about like, get your mind correct. Half the people are like, what? Like, maybe I don't know, but like we
in Houston.
Yeah, we all kind of do. But I think Seth might have the
references.
I think Seth might have the mold
most often used
references over you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I try to stay conscious of that.
It seemed like he's very interested in like history too.
Yes, 100%.
So, yeah.
Oh yeah, he needs to watch that show. There's like a show where they reenact history.
He probably already watched
that. I got recommended to watch, and it's like all comedy, and they're like making fun of everything. He would love it.
Oh, is that the show on Hulu?
Yes.
Yeah, I seen that. I didn't watch it, but I seen the previews for it.
You would love it.
They got like Quinta
Brunson. What it is?
They got like Quinta Brunson in it, and
yeah,
they react.
It's a bunch of real. It's a bunch of big time folks.
Yeah.
Oh, the same one from Abbott Elementary?
Yeah. She's in.
Yeah.
It. It's
they,
like
they reenact like, slavery. They reenact like wars. They reenact drunks. All that type of stuff.
So kind
of
like a drunk history, but active.
It's like a Chappelle show about history.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like that.
It's a bunch of different actors and actresses in it.
The 832, learning a lot today of what Landry thinks of his audience. That's not true. I love all the audience. I'm just saying that Seth appeals to the olds a little bit more. Winston Churchill. Shout out to him. And Seth is educated. There is no doubt about it.
Big time.
Extremely educated.
Real quick, I'm trying to get into a new show. Have you seen or heard about The Righteous Gemstones? It's supposed to be about like a mega church, but a comedy. It has, what's his name, Danny McBride.
I have it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
I like
good.
Him, though.
Yeah.
I like him, though. The other thing about the Seth, like, there's not, like, that much of a gap. It's, like, a 10-year gap between me and Seth. Or maybe even less, like, less than 10 years. His age, like, even, like, 7 years before mine, and there were some for mine, they had the biggest appreciation of history, I think. Maybe yours.
Or mine.
Maybe yours.
Or mine, yeah.
Like, there was just more of an appreciation.
Because, like, our parents were in World War II.
Yeah.
You know, and Vietnam.
Yeah. And I was just a knucklehead. I didn't.
I think the closest thing to history for, like, me personally was probably 9/11.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I could probably relate to and taught to people about.
And they're just now teaching.
When we were, when I was in elementary school, but talk about dating yourself, we did drills, like fire drills, for bombs.
Wow.
Like nuclear bombs.
Goodness gracious. Slime off.
It's a lock.
Is it?
It's a lock.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We'll discuss next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, it is time for the slime.
It's time for the weekly slime.
Slime season.
The biggest displays of weekly slimery.
Man, you going to hell on scholarship.
As decided by your favorite H-Town hosts and the loopholes.
Man, look at this slime ball.
This is the Friday Slime Off on Sports Radio 610.
All right. The OG John Lopez says this is a lock. Go ahead and state your case for the number one contender through the eyes of the OG.
Okay. So this morning. actually, let's go back, Figgy. Figgy, I know you're in on this with me. Yesterday afternoon, do the show. I mean, Wednesday afternoon, do the show. All good. We go walk up the hallway like we usually do. Sit down. And our program director says, all right, so Brandon Scott's in tomorrow. And I went, wait. I looked at Figgy, looked at Landry, like, what? Wait, what? First of all, Landry didn't tell us he was going to be off.
He said, I don't know if Landry told you, but Brandon Scott is in tomorrow.
Yes.
And nah, he didn't.
No, he didn't. And then Landry kind of gets this sheepish look on his face and says, yeah, I'm getting married tomorrow. I was like, wait, what? What? You didn't, and it was bad enough, and it was a slime ball nominee in and of itself that you didn't tell Figgy or me until after the show that you were going to be out, after the show that you were getting married. That's one thing. But you didn't even tell your parents you were getting married yesterday?
And they were happy, man. They were happy about it.
Said they were happy.
No, they were happy about it. Look, man.
And then, oh, by the way, he goes, yeah, Figgy, I told you I was buying that house. I was like, what? This guy's been working. I've been working with him for 4 and 5 years. Didn't tell me he was getting married. Didn't tell me he was buying a house. Didn't tell us he was going to take the day off. Every step of the way, it's like, okay, I guess you find things out about certain people.
I think when you're doing it like I did it, and there was going to be a big wedding this year, but I don't shoot blanks. So we got Prego as I was actually a week away from getting the ring. We found out after the Texans-Browns that was going to happen. As that happens, you just kind of want to you want to make the wedding as smooth as possible because you got the kid coming, you got the house coming, you don't want stress. She's working, I'm working. The honeymoon's probably gonna be next year because you don't want to go on a honeymoon or a baby moon whenever the baby moon. I don't even know what some people do that. No thanks. So just got married quickly, man. And the more that it's just kind of a smooth, not extra process. The more you just kind of get, I don't want to say you get off to it, but you like just low-key, smoothly, this is perfect, we love each other, all that. You want to just make it as smooth as possible, so you just kind of want to make it like not as big of a deal where it's a big deal that you're getting married. It means as much as anything else, but it's just like a natural thing.
Cool story.
So you kind of get in that, you kind of get in that mode.
That's a really cool story. But you still tell people.
But you don't know if it's going to go down because if anyone, and I think there's some loopholes that can relate to this, like when you go get married, and shout out to the judge for getting this done for us.
Garcia.
Yeah. The man. Awesome dude. You don't know. Sometimes they don't fit you in, and sometimes there's like extra stuff that goes on. So you don't know that it's going to happen for sure. I mean, we went in there thinking, okay, are they going to get us in? Okay. How much is it going to cost?
But you said you had an appointment.
No, we got the appointment in the morning. We went in there, we got the certificate, and then you go to the back and they say, hey, well, this is how much it costs. It usually costs this. And you say, okay. And then they said, come back at 2. So it was at 12:50. They said, come back at 2. So the appointment was made at 12:50. And you've been to a DMV. There, fortunately for this, there's like extra sections at the courthouse. So it takes a lot of times you just don't know how long it's going to be and what's going to happen. So we didn't even know we had the appointment till yesterday, like 12:50.
Well, I'm happy for you. So happy for you. Nice to be, nice to be told about all these things. Thrilled. All the best.
Contestant number 2, she's married to John McClane. Not sure she likes him, though. This is Carol, John McClane's wife. Contestant number 2, who I think is the number one contender. Do you think Carol might want you to show your emotions a little bit more and be a little more sensitive?
No, because then I'd have to look at her. She doesn't want me to look at her.
Jeez.
Carol doesn't want you to look at her?
No, she likes my best size the back of my head.
Walking away? What was Carol doing when you were in the sports book?
She was sitting there betting like crazy.
Oh, she's a big gambler.
Yeah, she is when we're in Vegas.
Yeah.
She'd get up and walk by me. I was sitting next to Gary. She's sitting next to Kelly. And I said, what are you betting on? She wouldn't tell me.
She wouldn't tell you?
No. It's a private thing with her.
Did she have to go to the ATM? Be honest.
She gets all the money anyway. I don't know how much she took.
But did she have to make some ATM trips?
Know. I had to ask her for money. I need some more 50s. We're running out. I said, but you keep going up there, Betty.
So
she had all the money, and I went with like 20.
So,
dang.
Was she? But she. You don't know whether she had to go back to the ATM or anything like that?
I never. If she did, I didn't see it.
My favorite part is he has to go ask for her money. You got any 50s? I got some, but we're running out, so I'm going to keep them.
It's a strong contestant
That's
right
a pretty
there,
strong sir. Contestant.
Strong contestant there. No. Strong contestant. Next contestant, Tyler Milner talking about needing to take a dump on Twitter. Too much information, man. Who wants, like, what
I
are you doing?
Yeah. We all get it.
I gotcha. We you got to use understand. The restroom. You don't have a restroom, okay?
Yeah.
Cool story, bro. That's contestant number 3. Contestant number 4, Mad Dog Russo. He's supposed to be the baseball guy. I thought the World Baseball Classic was cool. Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout as the tying run, full count, strikeout. Lots of celebrating.
Yeah.
Mad Dog Russo didn't think so on ESPN.
Can I throw a little cold water on this? We're going to make this out to be an epic at bat. Really? What is Gibson and Eckersley then in the World Series in Game 1 when Gibson hobbled around the bases and hit the home run against Eckersley, Dodgers A's in 88, one of the great home runs in the history of baseball?
World Series, absolutely. Okay,
but hold it now. Did you see the headlines today? Epic at bat, incredible moment. What? But why? Because they're teammates? I mean, and Trout does nothing but strike out. Trout struck out twice in the game. He strikes out. You know, everybody talks to me about Trout and DiMaggio. I mean, Trout strikes out 175 times a year. Plus the fact. What? Are you looking at me? Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at the ground. Look at me. Plus the fact it was two out, nobody on. The game was awful. Mm. That game was a bad game. I was bored stiff. It was two outs, nobody on, and the game was, it wasn't like the bases were loaded. It wasn't like he was the winning run at the plate. It wasn't like he fouled any off pitches.
Come on. Come on. I mean, that's a bit, that's more than a bit of a reach.
All right, so it's time to vote. Landry, it's contestant number one, myself, for getting married the way I wanted to get married, way that Lopez wanted to.
Oh, God. I don't care how you got married. I would just like to know. I think I've earned that over 4+ years.
You
want to
make it as small as possible.
I think your parents would like to know.
They know. They were happy for me.
Right after you got married.
They didn't make it about them. They were happy for me.
They knew right after you got married.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like if you told your parents that you was getting married at a certain day at the court, do you think they'd come down for that?
I mean, they would ask if I wanted them to. I don't know.
Or they
were
say,
the witnesses.
Or they say, oh, cool, good job, man.
There's a couple of witnesses. There's a couple people in the room.
Just go get it done, man.
Like, it's me and her.
Did these people have names?
It's me and her. I forgot the guy's name. I don't know. There were two.
Does it rhyme with Eltzer?
No, I didn't take anyone there.
The sports are complicated and not that linear.
No one knew. Contestant two, Carol.
Yeah.
For hating John McClain, not even wanting to look at him. Contestant three, Tyler Milner, for talking about using the restroom on Twitter.
Yeah.
And contestant four, Chris Mad Dog Russo. I'll let you start this one off, sir.
Mad Dog was just a bad take. Like, he was just inclined to do that. I think it comes down to you and Carol. I think it comes down to you and Carol. And I think anyone with a brain in their head would say, dude, at least say something. I mean, from beginning to end, like, not even telling us you were going to be off? Oh, yeah, I'm off.
Nice
and
smooth, dude.
Getting married.
Nice and smooth,
see,
sir.
See, you keep saying smooth.
Nice and smooth. Smooth.
You could at least tell us you was out.
Yeah, smooth has nothing to do with
you
it.
You could at least tell us you was out tomorrow.
Nice and smooth.
I'm glad you got married the way you got married. I'm glad it was smooth. That has nothing to do with people that you're with more than your wife, if we're being honest. Don't even tell him.
It's nice and smooth, man.
And that's my answer.
Sorry, I just got
smooth
it done.
Smooth has nothing
perfect
to do with it.
Perfect. Stress-free.
It was a smooth wedding. Congratulations.
Stress-free.
I'm thrilled for you.
Boom.
Perfect.
Done.
Perfect. Yeah. Smooth's got nothing to do with it. Come up with a better excuse.
Now, mine was between two people.
Mm-hmm.
Either Lopez for making this about himself.
I did.
Like he's been known to do.
Why do you
Lopez
say that?
Lopez for making my lifelong commitment about himself when I wanted the opposite. Some people want extra weddings. Some people want to show off at weddings. Some people want to enjoy weddings. Do you? I wanted to make it as smooth as possible. Live our best life. Enjoy our future together. Save
you
the money.
You act as if I'm the only one that
save
felt
the money
this way
for the house. Save
you know
the
who
money
else
for the house
felt this way?
He did not feel this way.
Figgy.
He did not feel this way.
Figgy.
Figgy, you did not feel this way. I know you. You did not feel this way.
Honestly, man, I have a brain where I don't care. Like,
see? You're speaking
whatever's,
for him.
Whatever's best for you, I'm
so
good
So it
with.
Was no like, oh, wow moment.
So, see, I would be offended if everybody else knew and I was the last to find out. I'd
see?
Be like, damn, I would be offended at that. But I feel better that you didn't tell anybody.
Didn't tell anybody. When it's when it happens, it happens. No outside interference.
You tell anybody about that?
The house
huh?
came up
huh?
when you were
huh?
out. You
huh?
were gone.
You told Sean about the house?
You were gone.
Hey, Sean, I'm getting a new house. Hey, Figgy, I'm getting a new house.
You were gone.
How about, you know, this guy right here?
You were gone.
Oh, I was gone.
You were gone.
Okay.
My vote is going to go to Carol for treating McClain the way she treated him in Las Vegas.
Biggie,
Mine's got to go to Carroll, too, man.
Oh, Carroll yes. with the upset victory.
Yeah.
Carroll yes. with the upset victory.
That was wrong, man. Why McLean out here begging for money
Can
from
Can I
him,
have
man?
$50? Yes, I have money, but we're running low, so no.
And I don't want to look at you.
So no.
Take this 20 and get out my
That's
face.
Right. I'll give you 10.
I don't even want to see your face.
I'll give you 10.
Congrats to Carroll for winning the Slime Off here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up, let's talk to the guys from The Drive. Let's talk about the ideal Final Four for the city. Hashtag for the city. It is the hashtag of the Cougs. Are the Cougs going to the Final Four really what's best for the city? We'll discuss next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Texas, Gonzaga, Alabama, Kansas State. The ideal Final Four matchup for the city. I think Texas coming into town, Houston base, along with Kansas State coming in town, Alabama, and the brand that has become Gonzaga, and really the face of the tournament so far in Drew Timmy would be the ideal matchup for the city. You disagree, but not too much.
Not too much. I think Alabama, K-State, and really either UConn or Gonzaga, but I'm with you on Gonzaga because I think it'd be a better story. They both have big traveling fan bases. They both have national appeal. But Drew Timmy might be the one that puts him over. The one that I disagree with you on, and I would absolutely agree with you 99% of the time, would be I think I'd put Houston ahead of Texas. Just because as much as all things being equal, it's Texas. But this is different. I mean, this is in Houston. It's Houston. The city, all the fans out there, basketball fans that are either casual fans or have another rooting interest, are going to be pulling for Houston.
Would they?
Did you see what Jim Nance did today?
Would they though?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be about Houston. It's Houston, man.
Would they be moving the needle that much?
Yeah. Like I said,
don't you think? I mean, there's a reason Texas is playing last today, right?
They're a draw. They're a national draw.
But locally, don't you think the fact that you're having people outside the city come through adds a little bit to the to the buzz more so than Houston.
But you also have people that don't have a dog in the fight that probably don't even watch college basketball but know U of H is in the Final Four.
Yeah, and that's our city.
So you're talking about from like
– the city.
But the city wants money. The city wants buzz. The city wants electric. Texas
U of
is going
to –
That would bring the buzz,
that.
Though.
Yeah, U of H is going to –
Have you seen some of their games on TV?
That's like a professional team
in the playoffs or something. Have you seen some of their games on TV? They ain't filling that up every night.
They have more lately. But I don't think it even
– But I would be – like for me personally, I'm a Texas fan. I would be very happy for Kelvin Sampson. I would almost be more happy for him than I would Coach Terry.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. So
I think they're the exception this year.
I just don't know how much of a, all right, let's get it, there is.
But this is a tournament, though.
Yeah.
This ain't the regular season.
They're going to have.
So you're going to have some people that's probably not real fans that's out supporting.
For sure, and that's going to happen with Texas, too, maybe more than anybody.
No, Texas, 99%
that's
of the
time.
That's
a big school.
Yeah. Did you see what
Texas
your guy.
Texas is going to roll deep, though, man.
Yeah, they are. As deep as 7 million people.
I don't think 7 million people ain't rooting for U of H.
Be interested in it.
They ain't rooting for U
of
H.
Be interested in it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Did you see what your boy Jim Nance did today?
Boy, he is going to make this Final Four about him.
Did you see what he did today?
This is going to be the most epic display of making it about me that you will ever see.
He went after the Cougars shoot around today.
No, you're trying to do this to me. I already
after you get a hold of this, Kelvin Sampson called him over. Jim Nance.
Oh gosh.
He put his hand in the circle with the players.
Oh no.
And they broke it off with "Hello, friends."
Oh no.
Hand to God.
Oh, so I saw the report. I saw the
Hand
video in the report.
Oh, no.
I can tell you Jermaine Marks wasn't about doing that.
Hello,
that
friends.
That was forced to do.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
He just said he mouthed it. Yeah, I don't think they were about.
I'll tell you this.
Roberts wasn't about. Yeah, hello, friends.
You know, and you know what's crazy about this? And this is where you know who's more disgusted by that than anyone?
Who?
And he's been known to follow Nance around. Mark Berman.
You think?
When it comes to... Berman got mad at me for wearing a Texas fishing shirt.
Oh, yeah, because of the whole journalistic, you know, don't
Yes,
any,
this guy's calling the game. Mark Berman is not a fan of that.
I've never worn a jersey in my life. He
of
told
all
me that
the little
day.
Things. Yeah, the Hardos, the Bermans, and the McLeans. The Hardos, they are very... Like, that is not... that You're not in good standing right now with them.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
I'm glad.
What'd you think about that show?
About what?
Jim Nance bringing it up. Hello, friends.
I'm elated that in Jim's final run, you know, this has a chance to be one of the lowest rated Final Fours in a long time.
Boy, I got to tell you, I was thinking of you yesterday.
And I'm thrilled.
When I was watching Arkansas get just embarrassed, no offense, Clint.
Skull drug.
I was thinking that as frustrated as Clint is watching this, I know for a fact Cho is even more disgusted watching that.
Well, I had already told you. I told on the show, people were calling me soft. I can't watch Arkansas. I couldn't watch Arkansas play yet. Just wasn't there. Maybe if Arkansas made it to the Final Four.
Fortunately for you, nobody watched the play last night.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't watch last night.
No, I couldn't. Ugh. And no, I just kept looking at the
K-State Michigan State game was on quick for me, man.
So, yeah, I was watching that, and you could see it up top as they see it for you. So then I'm checking the stats, and Devo Davis is 1 for 9, and 0 for from the three. and his ass.
The visual of it was uglier than them stats.
And his ass just went for it all against us on Saturday.
I was shocked. I was shocked it went down like that.
I was blown away.
Couldn't be blown away. Stopped at for it all. And it was just 1 for 9, huh?
They just absolutely got smothered. Couldn't even get a shot. On the heels of me telling you and Rob Doster and everybody else in Houston that they got the horses. This ain't an Arkansas team like normal. They got the horses. And they went out there and clearly did not have the horses.
Well, I told you going to the game, stats I'm looking at. Rebounding.
You spot on. You hit nail on the head.
And because Arkansas had to make threes. Had to make perimeter shots because of the size that UConn has. They ain't going to be able to finish inside like they were against Kansas.
Man,
I've been telling Landry for the last couple of weeks, UConn has the look, man. They have the look of a team that can.
But just like all these college teams, like UConn's got a bad game.
Well, they do.
And it's not like it don't not show up. Like UConn, I've watched UConn, and I'm like, I've watched them play DePaul and just hanging in there where they take bad shots and their jumpers are going, but they keep playing like they're playing right now.
Yeah, they got the look.
But they got Gonzaga. That's gonna be a fun.
Gonzaga's
one.
Got the look.
Arkansas would have rolled nice into the Final Four too, man. They'd have been representing too,
big time.
Yeah, that was.
We had to have a little party down here. Oh. Needless to say, I'm not like so. I'm rooting for UConn.
Yeah.
Like I need UConn to just run the table. I just need them to win the whole thing, so then I can feel really good about my Hogs. If UConn goes out there and messes the bed in the Elite Eight, and they just did what they did to my Hogs, oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna take all the wind out of my sails. As if last night didn't take the majority of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was hoping for your happiness, but
you were sitting over grinning like an outhouse rat last night.
I
told you they weren't very good.
I was close. No.
Told you it was Kansas.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. UConn would have got Kansas too. I mean, Arkansas and Kansas have, like, I mean, I'm not, I think. Will Bill Self there? I think it gives him a bigger chance because I think he is very important.
Not according to Linda.
Linda.
By the way, he calls herself Slime Queen now, guys. Thank
you. Oh, yeah? I love that.
I got a text the other day. I'm the Slime Queen.
She owns it.
I said, good. Linda. I started to screenshot it and text it to Landry.
Oh, I love that.
Linda.
It's
Linda
Carol
is,
now.
Linda is undeterred by heart procedures, but but that size is going to be a problem. Okay, I mean, size was going to be a problem, and you would have to make perimeter shots, and Kansas sometimes outside of Grady Dick struggles with that too. So yeah, I think UConn would have got Kansas too.
What do you guys got coming up?
Oh yeah, John McClain, he's coming up at 4 o'clock. Yep, Rob Doster as well. We'll get his thoughts. He's going to be all over. He's a UConn fan. So that ought to be fantastic. Get his thoughts about U of H, Texas. How he feels about them. I needed it from Will Levis today. I was getting a little concerned. Me and him have a $100 bet. He bet me a while back. There's no way. He didn't think Will Levis was going to be in a first round draft pick.
Oh wow!
And I getting nervous. Like he was dropping now. I saw him in the 20s with some. I think if he'd have had a bad pro day.
You might have a shot.
I like Daniel Jeremiah, and he gave me a puncher's chance dropping Will Levis into the late 20s in his most recent mock.
I don't know who it was, but we got some audio of somebody busting through the seams. You thought Steve Smith was bad. Somebody's busting through the seams about a throw that Will Levis has made.
So arm strength has never been an issue.
Yeah. So they said he performed well, so a little bit of that and Bryce Young from Steve Smith as well. So,
oh God,
a lot to get to.
Yep. Might have to put a sock on the door there for that one. I thought I loved Bryce. Steve loves him a lot more. The Drive coming up. Crosstalk, by the way, presented by D&M Auto Leasing. What are you doing this weekend? You going to the game? You getting on the private?
Well, I might go to the game Sunday. Okay. I got to clear a couple things.
For the OG John Lopez.
Fact. I told Mac, let me clear a couple things and see if I can get there.
For Figgy Fig, who's the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Enjoy your weekend. If you ain't got to work, unwind, act a fool, do what you got to do. If you do, look on the bright side, less traffic. We'll talk to you at 10 a.m. on Monday. But in the meantime, the Drive is live.
You're my reality. empty, yet I'm lost in a dream. You're the first, the last, my everything.
Thank you, Peggy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.